This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Trump administration has been reasonably clear about its intentions in Venezuela. It wants Nicolas Maduro out and Juan Guaido, the president of the National Assembly, in. A couple of weeks ago, the White House announced sanctions on Venezuela's state-run oil company PDVSA as a way to make its point. But the political crisis is only deepening the economic crisis that that country has been in for years now. And that is the setting for today's installment of our series, My Economy Stories, from and of people just trying to get by. This one comes courtesy of our editorial partners at the BBC in Venezuela.
My name is Juan Carlos Sr., and I work as an attorney in law in Caracas, Venezuela. The money that I earn is not enough to cover basic needs. Currently, my income varies between $200 and $600 per month. Last weekend, I ran out of money, and I had to ask for a loan to my ex-girlfriend. It was so embarrassing. Prices go up overnight. An example, I bought a Coca-Cola yesterday that cost me 1,000 bolivars. Today, it cost me 1,700 bolivars. Hyperinflation is destroying everything. I'm a lucky person. I'm really proud to have an extraordinary education. I can eat every day. I have my own apartment. I have my own car. So pretty much a lucky person. Only 2% of the population can eat every day and have their own home and their own car and can afford for things in the supermarket, okay? There are people as lucky as me, but we are the minority.
We can only make this series work if you tell us your stories, right? There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.